Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Aloha.
Aloha from live from Hawaii.
Yeah.
Live right now. It won't be live when those scene, but we're in Hawaii. So we're doing a little Katie and Trey episode from Hawaii. Hope Jake's hanging in there. He's on a pickleball court somewhere. And Derek.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Derek was probably in a snowstorm. I actually saw Derek post. He was pulling someone on like skis behind his truck. Family van.
That sounds all right. Yeah.
So I called the cops.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we're here in Hawaii. It's been great. I was woken up this morning with a swift kick to my back. I woke up.
Who did that to you?
Turn around. Katie's holding both kids going, get up. That was a new one. I like that. It was a new one to the list. Get in trouble for sleeping too hard. So well, I got to work on that.
No. What happened? No.
We'll explain it more in the episode. We have a great episode for y'all today. Correct Opinions is back. Give us 5 stars because we're doing this on our vacation. That's how much we love you guys.
It is. Yeah. So fun.
But it's fun. Kids are down for nap time, so we're going to yap. Go comment some on our YouTube channel. Sit back, relax, roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Okay, that's not the full story. Thomas has been coughing at night, and so Trey decided last night to crank up his sound machine so loud that this morning...
Because Katie likes to have the baby monitor on so loud that we're woken up whenever he coughs. Like we only need to be woken up when he's screaming mommy, daddy, not the cough. So then we argue about that. I go, all right, you turn up the coughs, I turn up the sound machine.
I do want to hear everything, that all the noises the kids are making.
And it gets crazy. I go, we don't need to hear the coughing, please. And then she has two monitors going. For safety, we bring two monitors. And they're not synced up. So it's like, just, you know, imagine you're sleeping sweet dreams. And every 90 minutes you hear, and it echoes two monitors. I go, we have to pick one, first of all, and then lower the volume. So that's the start of the story. And I do my white, I got to have my white noise. I got to have my sweet white noise sound for babies that I play every night on Spotify. Number one song on Spotify Wrapped every year. And I crank my iPhone up to full blast to counteract the...
So he did that. Meanwhile, in the middle of the night, I get up with Thomas and I'm with him for a little while, you know, an hour or so. In the middle of the night, I end up sleeping in a bed with Thomas and... So I'm assuming in my head, I'm thinking, okay, Trey's going to hear Eva wake up and cry and he's going to get her because me and Thomas need to sleep in a little bit since we were up. I hear Eva on my phone, turn it down so it doesn't wake up Thomas, lay there thinking he's going to get her. He's going to get her. 10 minutes goes by. It's even longer. She starts screaming even louder and I'm like, what in the world? She's getting really upset. So then I'm kind of moving around looking at her. And so it wakes up Thomas. And I'm like, great. Thomas has not had enough sleep. So then I'm tired. Thomas is tired.
I'm out cold. I've hardly slept because of the coughing echoes.
And I get crying Eva. And I just burst into our room. And I didn't have free hands. So I just used my foot and said, get up.
The kick to my back. That was a new one.
It was not a hard kick.
I go, what? You know, when you're half awake, I'm like, what's going on? She's like, your daughter's been crying for 10 minutes and you were asleep.
And you couldn't hear it because the sound machine was too loud. That's absolutely
right. Her mom was going, I was dead asleep, so I'll work on that. I'm going to...
Not true.
Sometimes marriage, you got to do that. I will no longer sleep, so you won't get upset.
You should sleep so light like I do now and be tired all the time. That's the way you do it.
We've had a wonderful time here. My show, when you're hearing this, I just had my Hawaii show sold out. Thanks for the people of Honolulu. We'll always come back if you buy a few tickets. So that's been fun. You see people both visiting and both living here, saying, hey, what's up around the island? Hawaii's the best. That's why we come. That's why we endure the flight. Flight here went okay. Flight back, I think it's going to be okay. But I did get into it with a woman at Southwest, and I want to apologize to her, Southwest customer service. She gave me attitude, though. You listened.
I did.
You know, when you hit some of these customer service people, you go, listen, I'm annoyed, but I know it's not your fault, so I'm going to try to be nice. And they sass you.
Yeah.
You go, oh, we're doing this? And I said to her, I go, just, long story short, we're not all sitting together. And I we're pretty confident whoever, Katie's in the, or me, whoever is in the aisle, instead of us all three in a row, we're on the aisle over and some stranger's in the window. So you got to imagine this window person's going to switch with us. You go, hey, do you want to be a part of this?
Surely. A toddler and a baby two children for next 6 hours.
Would you like to switch with my wife? But I woke up to an email, automatically switched, automatically canceled. So I called somebody, I go, hey, what? Give us our seat back. Like, well, someone's filled the seat. I go, well, fix it. And she's like,
yeah.
She's like, well, sir, you did this. And that's why I said, no, I did nothing. I woke up to this, auto cancel, whatever. And I go, listen, I know it's not your fault. I just need you to just say it to the phone. Sir, we screwed you and we're not going to help you in any way. I said, just say that to me and this will be resolved.
And what'd she say?
She kind of, you could tell she like paused for a moment. She wanted to like chew me out. She was, sorry, I'm sorry if we messed up. Yeah, we can't fix it. We can't offer any vouchers or anything. Okay. There it is. Hey, you said it. We're on this. Now I know. All right, I'm good. Well, see, that got my blood rushing.
Here, I know you're good. Worked up again, but we're good. It's fine. Correct opinions. Someone will switch with us. And
I always get nervous. I'm doing my own setup here. So let us know if it sounds and looks good, y'all.
Everything's good.
So first time I really utilized the new iPhone for its, because every year they go, new camera. You're like, no one, do something else. Do something cooler. But you helped me shoot some content. I was like taking photos of the family. Now this. The new camera is pretty amazing.
It is. I thought it looked really good. I would like to get some more family photos, actually.
Okay.
Like nice did. Ones.
She helped me shoot this video where I was like, oh, I'll take advantage of being on the beach. Had this little brand deal where I'm going to do like a music video on the beach. I had white jeans. That couple is definitely watching the show. Did you catch them down the beach? I was in white jeans and a bucket hat. Just.
I mean, if you would imagine. It definitely read to anyone around that I was filming my gay best friend.
No. I think people go, wow, this guy's working on vacation. Providing for his family. No, what it reads is
what they were thinking.
You almost, and you know what? I don't care. I don't care if I have one. I don't care if you have one follower or millions. You know, people out here making content because you know people. The default is like, look at this loser. I guess he's trying to be an influencer.
Yeah.
Now you all have you know. Okay. This is my wife, and we have kids inside. This is how we're here. Because we saw a woman show up solo to the beach.
Yep.
And we watched from afar. She was phone, selfie.
Lots of content.
Content. She was going for 30 minutes straight. But what do you know? Maybe she's trying or maybe she has 10 million followers. I don't know.
You looked ridiculous, but I support it. I told you that the whole time.
And we've come a long way with the... You we used to try to help me.
Once, did we?
In the early days, you'd like cut my... I'd look at the video, an arm wasn't in the frame. And now we've come a long way. We're a good team now.
Mm-hmm.
You've got it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for helping me.
Anytime. Yeah.
Do you have any correct opinions? Should we get into it?
I do, yeah.
Okay, go.
My correct opinion is do not contact me on vacation. I don't really even want to hear from my friends. I don't.
How's it going?
I feel like you've been trying to keep up with your friends. You text them some. And I'm just like...
I think about my guys constantly, yeah. I texted them the other day. I said, guys, I just walked past a bar. I feel like we'd kill it there. You don't think about that?
I don't.
All guys do this. When you're,
I don't want to think about anything when
you're
on vacation.
When you're at a cool city, all guys do this. You go, man, what if me and the boys were here?
We'd kill it, you like threw that out. You're like, what if I did a boys trip to Hawaii? I was like, no.
Because I pointed out, I swear I saw a group of like retired men.
Oh, yeah. Okay, when we're retired, sure. All
right, deal. Done. I'll get it booked.
But yeah, that's my credit. It's like so nice, but I want to disconnect from the entire world on vacation. I just want it to be the people I'm here with and where I'm at. That's all I want.
You need that more and more as life goes on. I've done good at I really, you know, we're getting this done, a couple things, but for the most part, I was like, this is my vacation. I'm not working.
You've done very good. Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, I bricked my phone. Mm-hmm. I like doing the brick thing. You can't even touch the apps. Really just trying to, and so, sometimes it sucks. Like I'm sitting there bored, but I'm like, this is good for me.
Yeah, I love it.
Trying to get a little workout in. I've been eating healthy. I think this has been the most disciplined I've been in a long time at I guess, really, like, rejuvenating.
It is. I agree.
And I've come to the conclusion I don't ever want to do it again. I wanted to say that to you here on the podcast. It's made me miserable. I'm eating healthy. I'm laying around doing nothing.
Yeah, that's good for you. And I'm depressed. That's good for you. He does not know how to relax. That is something that Trey is not good at.
Some people don't need to. Some people don't want to.
You need to.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what I've learned.
There is.
I'm a better I'm moping around, bored. I'm more fun when I'm doing fun things.
It'll backfire, though, I think. I think that if you continue...
Like in years and years.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll just drop dead? Or like in what way?
Yeah, health. Huh. I don't know. Mental health. You're just going to like combust.
Oh, wow. If you don't relax. Heard it here first.
Yeah.
I'm calling it.
But
complete meltdown coming one day for me.
One day.
Okay.
I've been trying to convince Trey that we need to move here, actually.
Like, we've seen a couple of the white ladies living here with their little kids who, like, their hair doesn't get brushed and they live in a shack with no AC. And there's a Katie in there that would do that.
That is my alternate personality that is very much in there. I could very much just, like, be in a bathing suit all day. My hair would turn a little dready. And just like...
Would I be a part of this?
Yeah.
How would I work into this? I don't want a dready girl.
Oh, well, you'd get used to it.
The smell or the look?
I would wash my hair, but my hair would just be natural.
I love visiting Hawaii, but after some point, you're like, you know, hurry up.
I don't know. You just eat fruit every day. You're outside every day.
And it's amazing for a bit. The island vibes. Everyone's chill here. It's the longest life expectancy of any state in the country.
Yeah, because
it makes
not...
sense. They're slow down here. They're outside. They're sleeping.
Do you hear what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize what you're saying and what you said a few minutes ago?
Well, are they making brand deals for FanDuel on a beach, like I am?
No, and there is
that's hard work.
It is. I'm not saying
that's hard work.
I'm not saying I don't want you to work hard, but. I'm saying that there is something to slowing down and being outside that makes you live longer.
Speaking of living forever, my correct opinion.
Okay.
Shifting gears a bit. My correct opinion is, have I said this one before? This keeps coming up and I'm passionate about it. My correct opinion is, if I walk into a church and the pastor's got on something cool, I walk out.
I don't know if you said that exact one before.
Ooh, okay. What's the pastor? This is Pastor Jack. Let's see what he has to say. He walks out. David Koresh glasses. I'm out. It's a female pastor. Oh, that's kind of cool. She come, you know, bell bottom jeans and.
That would turn.
I don't know what do girls wear. That's cool. Cool oversized sweater. Designer. I'm out.
I think it's really more of like the designer thing.
That's more of the dude. No, any stuff to be cool. Oh, here's Pastor Dale. Oh, he's got to be old, right? 6-year-old man comes out, like fitted tee, and he works out, and like a lined up beard. I'm out. It tells me a lot.
What's the correlation? Yeah, what does it tell you?
I even as a comedian who's in my 30s, I'm paying attention. Like, I don't want to look. Too cool out there. I'm not trying to. I feel like it's distracting. It's annoying. Just look regular. So when you're teaching the word of God, and you're like, listen, I'm trying to bring people to heaven. I'm also trying to give them the holy water, but let them know I drip, drip too. I don't need that.
You don't want it to be distracting.
Right? It just says something about a person. There's just no doubt. You can't get around that.
Yeah,
you
go, I get that.
This guy's trying to look so cool. I just don't know if that's the focus.
Yeah, he's spending too much time on appearance, maybe.
They got a toothpick in or something.
Gosh. You've seen a pastor walking with a toothpick.
Or maybe not
in
even
mouth?
Up there, but you know, they're on their social media, like they got a toothpick. If I You know what? Here's a
like
fun.
Like you walk around with a toothpick after dinner?
After dinner at a maximum of 30 minutes.
That's too long. A toothpick is a use and then you're done. You don't chew on it.
15 minutes.
5 minutes.
Okay,
max.
5 minutes. Okay, five okay. Minutes. Thank you. Hold me accountable.
Yeah.
But that's, you know what I'm talking about. Some people just got it in. They're like, oh, I have this thing in my mouth for a while. You never seen guys do that?
Yes, you do it.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I guess. I don't, I'm not around that many guys that keep toothpicks in their mouth, but.
Top five, maybe four, Mount Rushmore. Top four most annoying tool guy moves. Okay. The gum.
Yeah, like.
And the way they do it. Like, gum's fine. I like a nice piece of chewing gum from time to time, but you got a guy, it's just like sitting there.
Yeah, it's like, you can
it's
see
like
it.
It's like sitting, when you see it, ew. When they're talking, you see it.
I don't want to see it,
Why are you keeping that thing so far forward? Put it back. Better yet, swallow it, choke on it even.
Wow.
Number the gum, the cool guy gum. Three, I'll go toothpick. Yeah, and thank you for holding me accountable. We can't have that in the mouth too long. I think number two, I'd go, you know, these things, the cool guys, the attempt to be cool, what they're doing. You're like, I can see right through this.
Yeah.
Maybe the hair. You gotta have age appropriate hair.
Okay.
I think for every decade you hit,
mm-hmm.
That's like an inch shorter. It has to be.
Oh.
It can't be 50 with like a greased back.
I would. There's some exceptions there. I think.
How long?
The one exception that is not an exception is. We see this in Hawaii a lot. A lot of the really long, like my length hair for guys, but they're balding up top. Just cut it. Just do it. Do everyone a favor and cut it.
That's, okay, fine. Yeah. Honorable mention. Number two, hat, but the way you wear the hat. It's like you're a grown man. Yeah, I'm wearing it kind of cool or something.
Yeah.
Just put it on your head, man. Mm. And then number one. Do you know number one?
I don't know if I do know number one.
Shirt off.
Just at any
weird
point.
Time. Like, at the beach, pool, cool. But, you know, there's be like, oh, here's an Instagram story. I'm in my house around my wife and kids. My shirt's off. What? Oh, yeah, come on over, man. I'm in the backyard. I got my shirt off. Put a shirt on.
Yeah, you're not a shirt off guy.
What are we doing? You're not a teenager. Especially, it's one thing if you're just, you got an 8-pack, you're like, all right, you've earned it. Just marginally skinny, you get a shirt off. Put the shirt on. Shirt on, or chest out or arms out. I don't need to see my cool 38-year-old with the arms.
What if you see a 38-year-old with a cut off, like real cut off?
I mean, he's either a tool or a... poor, I guess.
Wow. Okay.
Cutting up his own shirts.
Okay.
There you go. And I think people agree with that. They know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Put the shirt on, put the sleeves on. And that the pastor correct opinion spurred me onto that. I also don't, I've been seeing a few too many pastors' shoulders.
Shoulders?
We don't need to see them in tank tops.
You've
ever.
Seen pastors in tank tops?
Oh, of course. They're out there on social. Look at me.
Like, just on social, not like doing a sermon.
Worship pastors, Christian singers, they got the arms out. I don't want to see the arms. There you go. That's my correct opinion.
What about the cool guy like look? Because I feel like when we've been out and about here, I've noticed that a lot. You know, there's a good young population here, and you know, kind of the like they look at you kind of like the cool guy look. You know.
Yeah, they're always.
I kind of their eyes squinted a little and
yes,
and just
they do that.
Like,
they're looking over at me. They do kind of do
they
that.
They
kind of
squint their eyes. A guy last night at the restaurant, I saw him doing that, and I was like, "What are you doing? Because that's not like your resting
face."
Yeah,
they're clenching their jaw and stuff. Yeah. Like, come on. By the way, I did weigh heaviest I've ever been.
Really?
Right before I trip, heaviest I've ever seen the scale.
Man.
Can you tell? Comment below if you think I'm a fat, greasy pig.
Oh my gosh.
That's how you look at the scale, you go, what? in your mind, you're like, no, I'm all doing the same things, but it added up. So the holidays were bad. So I'm New Year, New Me. I'm getting into it. And we've used Factor before. Now they're a sponsor of the pod. So this is very exciting.
Amazing. I love Factor.
And if you don't know what that is, they deliver ready to go meals, healthy meals to your door. We did this when I got a little healthier, and then we traveled a bunch. I got lazy, but I just got our next batch on the way.
Amazing.
You're not failing at healthy eating. You're failing at having 3 extra hours every night. Factor is already made by chefs, designed by dietitians, and delivered to your door. You heat it up for 2 minutes and eat. That easy. And they are good. They have a bunch the website's amazing. Every week you pick new recipes. We have a few go-tos. Thomas, weirdly loves the
ginger teriyaki salmon.
Rice salmon.
I mean, bowl. He loves that so much.
100 rotating meals every week. High protein, calorie smart. They have, pescatarian friendly or veggie friendly.
Yeah.
Everything. Go get 50% off your first box. We have an offer. Head to factormeals.com/correctopinions, 50 off. That's correctopinions 50 OFF and use code correctopinions 50 off. All one word, correctopinions 50 OFF to get 50% off your first Factor box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto renewing subscription purchase. Make healthier eating easy with Factor. You have a nice wallet.
Yeah, you bought it for me.
It's like a fancy brand. Mm-hmm. I've been rocking the one I got for when I graduated high school.
High school graduation.
Big old beefy bifold. And people are starting to make fun of us.
You've gotten comments, haven't you?
So I'm proudly switching. It's a new sponsor, Ridge Wallet. And I'm glad I made the switch. I had this big thing. I would always take it in my pocket because like hurt to sit on.
Yeah,
it's just a beast.
I'm shocked you haven't lost it because of that.
This giant, gross leather brick. And now Ridge is changing the game. Unique, slim, modern design that holds up to 12 cards plus cash. Always carry cash, kids.
You do.
That's not an old thing to do. You never know when you need some cash. over 50 plus colors and styles to choose from. All of them have a lifetime warranty. They have over 100,000 five-star reviews. And they also have RFID blocking technology, keeping you safe from digital pickpocketers.
Nice.
So for a limited time, our listeners get 10% off at Ridge by using code CORRECTOPINIONS at checkout. What a great little gift. Maybe Valentine's.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Have your man stop you having that big old atrocity in his back pocket. Ridge.com. Use code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word. You're all set. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard from them. Please support our show. Tell them we sent you. Ridge.com. 10% off by using code CORRECTOPINIONS.
Trey took me on a nice little date night last night.
Oh, I took you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. What do you call it at this point? Are they even dates anymore? They're just kind of like, all right, how do we not fight?
No, really? Did we fight last night?
No. We have a wonderful time.
We had a great time.
And I was really looking forward to it. It was lovely. Open air by the beach. Beautiful, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Great food, great service. I wore the shirt, which is a cool shirt if you're in Hawaii.
You did get
it. And I got compliments.
You did.
Now, I got compliments from the valet, who probably had a financial incentive. But that I didn't let that get to me. I took the compliment. I said, thank you very much. I loved it.
Yeah, it was a fun evening. Otherwise, we've just been playing on the beach, getting acai bowls, smoothies.
Oh, it's a boring conversation.
It is.
It's getting boring. Should we make it fun again?
Okay, sure.
Okay, tell me your least favorite thing about me.
Ooh. In this particular moment, this is a very isolated thing, so not least overall. When you walk around in your Nike flip-flops.
Oh yeah, this is 5 years of marriage. When we're on a beautiful romantic date, and the first thing she says is, "I'm not gonna lie, I hate those sandals. Every step, they're scraping on the ground. I hate them."
Well, for a couple of reasons, I was actually shocked you wore them out to a nice dinner. Number one,
they're cool. What, it's Hawaii. Nothing matters here.
I know, but it matters to me.
Okay, you have. I have thoughts on your getup.
Okay, what were they?
Could have been a nicer material.
It could have been. It was cheap. Really cheap.
Yeah, I agree. It was cheap.
Yeah. But these sandals, they're like slides, and they're kind of like what, they're like a dupe to like an Air Max back. So it has like a
cool Nike slides. Like you'd wear, like basketball players wear into the gym before they put their basketball shoes on, and they're cool. Yeah,
he wore that out to dinner last night. But
Hawaiian dinner.
The back is like heavier than the front. So when he walks, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. The dragging the feet. Sometimes people do it even when it's not heavy, but these shoes are. Every single step, it's like dragging.
We had a correct opinion a while ago about dogs out.
Yeah, at places. And I agree.
Tell us, were you upset? Forget the shoes. Just my toes were out at a nice dinner, but on a patio in Hawaii, is that acceptable?
If they were nicer sandals, it would have been acceptable.
Hmm. Okay, so toes out was acceptable. Just it wasn't a
in
nice
that
enough
setting.
Sandal.
Yes. All right. Because we were inside, outside. If we had been inside.
Oh, sure.
Then you needed
to. We never stepped foot inside.
We didn't. Yeah.
Whole thing's outside. Yep.
It was.
Okay. Can we get to some. I have some funny or interesting clips and stuff to review.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Sure.
Number one, I'll start with this. This is more fun. So this has been a trend. Have you seen this? I think I showed you this. I've seen a trend going around on social. For like the parents' content, where they'll, you know, parents of young babies, it's hard, it's chaotic. And they're like, I try to envision like my 80-year-old self writing to my current self.
Yeah, I can't read those. I can like cry.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you don't know the trend, you know, it'll be like, you know, 80-year-old Katie's writing to current day Katie. I'm 80. You know, I transport back to your current time and I can't believe how young the kids are. And it's just so special. You know, it's one of those. You're supposed to like... be a perspective shift of how wonderful this time is, even though it's hard. And so example of one of these, if we may just watch it. And then I'd like to, I've written my own. I'd like to share.
Oh, okay. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's hear this.
Is it going to make you cry? Yours?
I'm probably get emotional, but I'm going to read it. I'm 80 years old and somehow I wake up in my 41-year-old body for a single day. I open my eyes and there's Lily. She's 3. Get up, daddy, get up. She squeals. She tugs on my blanket. My son launches like a friendly missile across the bed onto my chest. And I blink and I stare. And I pull them both into me. And I cannot believe how small they are again. How warm they are. I'm a... That's a cried out for today. How warm. How unbelievably awake they are at 6:30 in the morning. And I remember how often I'd rush through these moments. I'd be frustrated. I'd be angry. I'd think about the next meeting I had and how I didn't have enough sleep because I needed to be ready for it. But today, I just bury my face in their cute hair. And I laugh with them. Like it's the first time I've ever heard that sound. I go to the bathroom and I cast my reflection. There's no gray hair. There's no deep lines. I used to think I looked tired at 41. I look at the bags under my eyes. From the point of view of 80 years old, I look like a frickin' movie star. And I grin at this younger version of me. I shake my head and I whisper, man, you were doing great. I smell tea downstairs and I fall out like a cartoon character floating towards a pie. My beautiful wife, Rachel's in the kitchen. She's strong. She's beautiful. She's so young. It almost knocks the wind out of me. I wrap my arms around her. She gives me a look. Well, someone's in a mood, which tells me I probably just didn't do this enough. I didn't spend enough time touching her and loving her.
Are you crying?
Yes.
So you get the truth. That's actually very sweet, right?
Yeah.
So I was inspired. I thought I'd write. Oh, wow. Full tear. I thought I'd write my own.
You're not going to. Yours isn't going to make me cry, is it?
Well, I guess we'll see. Okay, so this is the 80-year-old me writing to like current me.
Okay.
Or like the thinking back, or like I guess what it is. Sorry about explanation. It's if your 80-year-old self transported back to like current day.
Yes.
I wake up. I open my eyes. There's Katie. She's so young, so beautiful. I can't help myself. I make a move. She goes, "Oh my gosh, what are you doing? I'm so tired. Get off me. Get the kids." Mm-hmm. I can hear their screams and cries to the baby monitor.
I knew yours was going to make me cry.
I can hear their screams and cries to the baby monitor. I go first to my daughter. Eva. I can't believe how little she is. So cute, my baby girl. I reach for. Say, Daddy's here. She hasn't called me Daddy in ages. She says back to me, Mama, 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 Mama. I pick her up anyway against her wishes. Then I go into my son's room, Thomas, my firstborn, my namesake, where he passionately commands me to exit his room, as only mommy should get him. So I go into the kitchen and make us coffee, as I always did, and begin making breakfast, and thus begins a 40-minute ordeal where I make 19 different options until one of them finally works for my children. And all of this, so wonderful, but so overwhelming. And I remember one of my favorite things to do. I go into the toilet and sit down for an hour. And I think, wow, these days, I can't do this on my own. I need help to do this. But back then, this was my only reprieve. And these days, the help I get is from my kids. And coming back here today and seeing all the chaos, I realize I shouldn't feel bad at all that they have to wipe my butt crack. Oh, she's crying.
I'm not
she's
crying.
She's crying. No, don't
crying.
Shed a tear.
I am not
shedding
any tears.
Isn't that kind of sweet? It's full circle. I made it go full circle.
There's nothing it's sweet cute. About that.
And 80 years old, they'll even Thomas will be wiping my butt, and I'll think, man, I hate that I have to do this. And if I could just go back to being 33 and how they were, I think, oh, no. It all evens out at the end. It really does.
Wow.
So I just thought, if anyone out there is going through it, like I know a lot of our listeners are, or you're considering joining, or maybe you missed those days. You know, I hope that was a good perspective shifter. What do you think? What's going through your mind?
Yeah, I think everyone would
Come on, let us reminisce in there.
On,
I was just vulnerable and open. It'd be nice if you do the same.
Yeah, I think everyone would reminisce on...
Reminisce?
Yeah. Is that not how you say it?
Reminisce?
Reminisce?
No, no, no. No way. No way, no way, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What is this? It's getting worse. I mean, when we were dating, you never did this. You're slowly starting...
To get dumber? Yeah, that's what happens. Words. That's what happens when you become a mom. You just get dumber slowly.
Reminisce.
Reminisce.
No K on the end.
Yeah. I like mine better.
Yours is kind of fun to say. Just, yeah, go with it. Own it. Say, yeah, so what? I'm a mom. I don't read books or anything anymore. I make up words.
I did.
Reminisce on it.
I feel like you commented. I've read, there's like two like history type books here at this house that I've picked up and read because I'm like, man, I haven't had any like knowledge go into my head in a long time. So I was
yeah, like, Katie, it's all things motherhood. Babies, toddlers, and the history of
this small town that we're in.
Halewa, Oahu.
Ask me questions about any of those. I got it.
She's like, yeah, sugarcane plantations. They could the Hawaiians didn't want to work long enough. They found the Filipinos were better labor. And I was like, what? All right, good morning. Yeah, thanks for the info.
I think everyone would pick like. One of the like harder mornings is a time to think about when they think back.
And they'll get mine, right?
Yeah, I think those are the mornings you're going to think about. Yeah. So that's good. That's so sweet.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought it was.
Mm-hmm. So sweet.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't read those or watch those. Because I do feel like, remember last year when we were in Hawaii, this woman walked by, I was out with both kids, and she was just like, these are the best years of your life. And I think I even said that on the podcast then. And I'm just like, I feel like so many people say that, like, they'll never be this little again. And so I'm like, trying to take it in, but I feel like it also adds all this pressure of like, am I like making it the best it can be? And like, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, that's only been said to us a few times. It's not like people, I'm sure a lot of people disagree. I mean, I guess women say that to you? Old
yeah.
ladies?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, see. The word I'm getting a lot from guys is, she keeps getting better.
Oh, okay. So there's
she keeps getting more fun.
Different messages yeah. from different. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what I'm getting, I'm kind of getting
okay.
more of that.
Okay. Great.
Because, yeah, no one would walk. It's kind of like the same. If there's a lot of people out there who can't stand me, but they're not going to. People come up and say, Trey, we love their videos. No one walks up and goes, honestly, dude, could do with a lot less of you on my algorithm. No one comes up and says that, but people think that. Yeah. Someone's going to run up and be like, oh, I remember this age. By far my least favorite. People don't tell you that. By far my least favorite.
No, they don't say that, no.
But it is fun. It's great. And I'm joking, obviously. I'm not. The kids definitely prefer you, which I'm very childish, and it continues to hurt my feelings. But I guess the they sometimes want mom more because you like made them and stuff.
They were like part of my body, so
pause. Just paranoid checking. Still rolling. Good job. Speaking of part of your body, I've been seeing. I read up on this long article on this, and Meghan Trainor was going viral for this.
This is a weird start to the story. Speaking of a part of your body, surrogacy. I read up on this.
Surrogacy.
Okay.
That's a great segue. You know what that is?
Yeah, yes.
Do you have a fun word for it? You throw like a K in there? Surrogadonk.
Surrogacy.
Surrogacy. Yeah, that's the Katie version. However you say it. No, what's the real word? I'm getting, oh my gosh.
A surrogate?
Surrogacy. Surrogacy.
Surrogacy.
And Meghan Trainor just did it recently, and she was going viral a little bit. She's like, my sweet baby. And you're like, I read this long article on it. What? I just want mom thoughts on surrogacy. Honest thoughts. Correct opinion.
I think that
don't hold back.
I think that it's an amazing option for people who can't carry their own children.
Okay, so... So let me be more clear. She, Meghan Trainor, so the rich people.
They just don't
they're perfectly. They're just like, oh, if I could buy, I could pay someone else to do it. I ain't got to do that. Sorry. That's what I want the thoughts on. And we're.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I.
Come on.
Personally cannot imagine that.
Wow. Talk trash.
I'm not talking trash. I personally can't imagine that, but pregnancy is very, very hard, and like a lot of the women who do it in those situations are like very busy, but I guess I'm also kind of like, well, if you can't make time for being pregnant, then you're probably not going to make time enough time for your children.
Ooh, that's a clip. That's a bar. I think it's really weird. I'm okay. I can't comment on this. I'm a guy. I get it. Yeah. Disclaimer. I'm a man. I've never been pregnant. But you're just like, okay, we have a bunch of money. We just pay someone else to do it. And I read this amazing long form article. Go check it out. I have to find it somewhere. Maybe we'll link it over this surrogacy gone wrong. And you can see how this could go so wrong. Number one, it says the odds of things going wrong, the percentage chance of things going wrong go way up. It makes sense.
Because right? It's someone else's genes in your body.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And all these other things, too, where, like, is the surrogate disclosing details? Is the person who's the actual biological mom and pain stuff, have they disclosed every single detail of what could go wrong or da-da-da? So, and just read this great long-form article on how this went wrong. Really rich woman pays some lady who's, you know, poor to do it. That's how it tends to work, right? And you just start to, okay, hey, at 26 weeks there's this issue. So the rich lady is like, is she doing something wrong? Is she doing what she's supposed to do? And the woman carrying the baby is like, well, I feel the baby in me. It's like feels like it's part of me. If I'm trying my best here, but something's going wrong. And then long story short, it fails, and now it's like a legal battle, and this woman's like, she should have done better. The surrogate's like, I did all I could. And now the rich lady is all mad and feels like she screwed up, and she's a rich person, so she's just suing this person blind and ruining their life when they almost died from the thing to begin with.
I feel there's no it feels like there should have been some contract to avoid this.
Like, well, yeah, there's like companies that set it up, and that, but of course
there's always situations that...
It said this lady has spent upwards of like $750,000 just fighting this and suing this lady and doing all this. So that's the issue, right? If you have all this money and you feel like you've been wronged, and then it's just a weird process. I don't... With the way the complications go up, the odds of that, and just how I feel like it's confusing. This woman, I can't imagine being the woman who gives birth and then's like, I signed up to just kind of be out of the picture, but oh my gosh, the baby was in me.
It's, I mean, just wild. That's probably weird, but I feel like that's, I mean, people do that.
It's an amazing option, I guess, stuff for like that. If it's, everyone's checked their boxes and you trust each other and you, the woman can't carry it, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's, I've just learned a lot about it. It's wild to me.
It is an interesting...
All that being said, we are... If we hit 1,000 patrons, one of you could be a surrogate for our next child.
Oh, wow, yeah.
With all that being said.
Okay.
And I think that's a really exciting option.
We would require you to live with us.
Yeah, that's part of the fun. Yeah. You'd be on the podcast sometimes. Mm-hmm. Check in. You know, we'd go to the appointments together. We'd be pretty hands-on. Also, we're recording this feet away from the laundry here. You've been doing it. You can't escape it.
I can't escape it, no.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah, we gotta be clean, smell clean.
And so you're pumped about this sponsor.
I am. Our new sponsor is Laundry Sauce.
Laundry Sauce.
Which is...
Come on, moms.
Pre-measured.
And dads, everyone does laundry. But everyone, I mean, let's be real. Mom, you guys do it better. I ruin it.
You do.
And I just don't... Maybe. I think we should wear stuff like 6 times and you disagree.
Yeah. Depending on smell. But this, it's pre-measured pods for your laundry, but it's like premium, really good smells, like Himalayan cashmere. Yeah, I'm saying that right. Yes. Yeah,
Italian bergamot.
Did I say that right? I love bergamot, so I'm excited to try that one.
Crazy.
So it's like, it's a nice, you know, high-end smell. It's good performance. It's good.
Makes life easier. Pre-measured pods.
Yeah.
No mess. It's top of the line. Smells amazing.
Hypoallergenic. I saw. It's like, yeah. So I'm.
That you can subscribe to their signature package will keep you stocked with all your must-haves, bring them straight to your door on schedule, saving you errands. So Laundry Sauce,
yeah,
kind of sponsor.
I think about us traveling and having a little pod. I could just pop a few of those in my suitcase and bring them with me because I always want to do laundry.
For a limited time only, our listeners can get 20% off your entire order when you use code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word, at laundrysauce.com. That's 20% off at laundrysauce.com. Use promo code CORRECTOPINIONS. After you check out, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support us. Let them know we sent you. Trust us. Your laundry's never smelled this good. LaundrySauce.com, 20% off with code CORRECTOPINIONS. This is exciting. I know we have a lot of OG listeners. They've been like, oh, from day one or from years. Uh-huh. And this one's pretty cool. This is a sponsor that sponsored me years ago, and they're back. Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile. I know some of y'all
remember. And Mint Mobile, I remember when I first discovered them, because they sponsored years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what is just, it's just cheaper and it just works as good.
Yeah.
I mean, but I couldn't believe it. I'm using it ever since. Cut out big wireless's bloated plans and unnecessary monthly charges with 50% off 3, 6, or 12 months of unlimited. This is their sale going on. Their end of year sale is still going on until the end of the month. So act fast. All plans come with high speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your contacts. I mean, it's really that easy, and it's just cheaper and it works. That blows my mind. Now that the holidays are over, you might be feeling like where can I cut some costs?
Yeah.
Mint Mobile is here, and their sale is going on 50% off unlimited premium wireless. So this January, quit overspending on wireless with 50% off unlimited premium wireless. Plans start at $15 a month at mintmobile.com/tray. That's mintmobile.com/tray. Limited time offer, upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months. Plan required, $15 a month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only, 50 gigabytes. May slow when network is busy. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com. Once again, starting at $15 a month, 50% off sale happening now. Mintmobile.com/tray. Maybe when we hit 1,000 patrons, I get a life. People want to see me suffer, is what I'm learning. People want to make fun of me. They want to see me unhappy.
Okay.
So maybe when we hit 1,000 patrons, I do like a spicy challenge.
Okay.
You ever seen someone do one of those crazy peppers or chips or something?
Uh-huh.
That's an idea. I'll do it. I'll throw it out. I bet it wouldn't be that bad.
Spicy challenge in an ice bath?
We'll see what people say. Thanks for everyone. I love a bonus episode every week on Patreon. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Love you guys. I have another clip here I want your reaction to.
Okay. Is it going to make me cry this time?
No, this is fun. And it's, okay. I think people will.
Really sentimental for the podcast, I feel like.
I know. I really opened up.
Not
that's
you.
Not, I'm not trying to you. Do that more on the podcast.
Yeah. Not
you. Know, because I feel people want to see him more than just a funny guy. I have real thoughts and feelings. And
okay.
Don't you think?
I do think all those things about you. Yeah. That's why I married you. As people tell me all the time, if you were just how you were in
words videos, of affirmation challenge, go. I love words of affirmation, go.
I love how you plan our date nights, and I love how you look now that you have a little color from being in the sun here.
Okay, thank you. I think that's good.
Women need 17 non-sexual touches from their partner a day.
I'm sorry, what?
17 non-sexual touches from their partner a day. And yeah, I know, I see there's a heavy divide in the audience right now, okay? I can see all the ladies like, yeah, maybe more. Maybe even more would be better than that. And then I see all the guys like, help me out, bro, I'm confused. Because there's a key difference between the woman and the man brain on this, okay? In a man's brain, there is no such thing as a non-sexual touch.
Says a woman needs 17 non-sexual touches a day. Do I provide that? What? Yeah, what?
Some days.
I do that. Some I touch days. You all the time.
Yeah.
I practice. Okay.
You don't do that to me.
Would that, I know, I'm trying to practice. Would that
you
be good?
No, hey. Don't do that to me.
Well, that was not, was that sexual?
That was, I'm not your bro.
What's the definition of non-sexual?
Just like.
I guess sometimes with my bro. Whoa, don't come on to me.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
that was nothing.
Wait, no, let's practice. Let's practice. Do a non-sexual touch to me. All right, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the, oh wow, it's a beautiful day.
Hey, do you want me to go get you a snack?
Wait, what are you trying to do?
I'm just that trying was to non- get your attention.
Okay, I'd be like, hey, how's it going? Kind of grab you like I would like a teammate on my basketball team or something. Hey.
No, I don't want to pat. No.
See, this is what, so what, but you need 17 of these a day? Like a caress? That feels like you get into that territory, though.
I mean, I feel like, I do wonder what they define it. Like, can you, like, a hug?
Maybe like a boop.
Definitely don't want
not
that.
Not a boop?
No.
Okay.
I think you can have a
and I just want to be clear, a boop doesn't work because it turns you on?
Because it's annoying.
Okay.
I think you could have a non-sexual hug.
Really?
Do you, everyone you hug, it's is sexual?
A female, I worry, yeah.
Okay, well
that's why I don't hug them. That's why I don't hug
women. Oh
I don't.
My gosh.
Name one I hug. Name one that I hug besides you.
Your mom?
Yeah, my mom. That's okay. Obviously different. Don't do this. You know what I meant. Okay, so like aside. Hi. Okay, I feel like the head was too much though.
But that's not sexual. That's just like.
Oh, right.
Sweet. There's a difference
right.
between
yep.
sweet.
Agree. So like. Maybe yeah. that. Was that good?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
One down, 16 to go.
16
and we'll
to
feel
go.
Closer together.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting statistic. I haven't heard that one before.
Yes, and then we get back to segments we get in the studio. We're going to revamp the podcast of the year. We have things coming up. Maybe some surprise twists and turns we're going to announce soon. We'll say it on the Patreon before anywhere else.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. We'll also give even more details on that Southwest call and some things that happened on the flight. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. We can't just blare it out to everyone. But I got very excited from a Hawaii show.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to people here filling up the show. And then Kansas City is the next one after that.
St. Louis and Kansas City.
No. That was the old routing. You got that wrong on the calendar or something.
Well, why don't you fix it on the calendar so you're not going anywhere the day before?
Yes, I am. I have a private gig.
Oh. So you're not going to be home, so same thing.
Okay, great. Wherever I am. But yeah. Kansas City show, and I'm playing St. Louis later, and oh, it's always a blast. Do you think Taylor will be there?
Swift.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelsey.
No. They're not married yet. Are they? I don't know.
June 13th.
Oh, that's the date?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
People are saying Rhode Island or something up there, where her state at, or... I don't know, but it has to be 13th. It's the only 13th that was a Saturday. It's a no-brainer, June 13th.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's probably a lot of weird predictions about this, huh?
Yep. They think... I wonder what the predictions are. They think, like, the maid of honor will be... It was going to be Blake Lively, but...
Are they friends or are they not? I don't know. I can't keep up.
No, they released the text. They released some texts.
And what they say?
It was like Taylor just like, I'll do anything for you, bestie. At least in those texts, they sounded like they were
besties. So?
I don't even know what's going on with that anymore. Every now and then they pop up. And I think someone needs to announce, like, we don't care anymore.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
They're kind of both annoying. Justin, Blake, Ryan. They all have names that are gender confusing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just kind of Taylor. Just wrap it up. No one watched that movie. Did you watch that movie?
About the ordeal?
They made a movie about it?
The actual movie where it happened.
Yes.
I did watch that, yes.
Oh, you did?
I watched it before all the allegations came out.
And? Could you tell there was tension? You could pick up on it?
No, I couldn't. No. No. Hmm. Other than it was just kind of like, it's just kind of like a sad movie overall. Do you know what it's about?
Cancer?
No.
Okay. I don't know. You said sad.
It's about...
death? Someone dies?
Getting abused by him.
Oh.
So it's kind of... It's all over kind of a weird... And her mom was also abused. It's kind of like a generational thing.
So yeah, the whole time she's like, he was assaulting me. He's like, I was acting.
Yeah. So it's a weird... Yeah. All together weird.
Is that the whole argument? He's like, I thought someone said action...
No, I think it was like sexual assault, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't keep up. But the Kansas City show will be fun. It's the weekend after my birthday. My birthday's next week. Did you know that?
I know.
I looked at the calendar and I was like, oh, wow.
I'm getting your coffee mug you want.
No, your parents are getting that for me.
Well, that's not fair. They steal my gift.
I did not ask you to give me that.
You around the house said I really want one of those.
Yeah, and I said, I'm going to ask one of our parents to get me one.
Oh, man.
So what are you going to get me? It's next week.
I actually had one thought, but then I go, oh, I'll do that for Mother's Day. Because it was going to be more of a project than I realized. That'll make more sense. Okay. I'll probably, I don't know. I haven't thought about it at all. Oh, I did think about it. And my first idea I kicked to Mother's Day.
Okay.
So just know when you open that Mother's Day gift, it's been thought about for a while.
Okay, I can't wait.
And that was maybe going to be your thoughtful birthday gift, but I was like, it was in Hawaii and I don't want to deal with it.
That's so thoughtful.
You're welcome. I'll get you something you're going to love.
Are you
going to... You don't really mention anything else you want.
I have a few things I could show you.
Is that what you're going to do, or total surprise? We do total surprises.
Yeah.
It's more fun.
Yeah.
Okay. The shirt you're wearing, I got you for Christmas.
Nope, this isn't that one. This is a different one.
Just... Did I get you the same shirt? Is it not the so similar?
It is kind of similar, but this one is actually, I don't know why I'm wearing it because it's a, I don't need it, but it's a breastfeeding shirt. You can unzip this part. Here, hold this.
Oh.
I have a shirt on under it.
Did you like make this or?
No, I bought it. You can unzip it and breastfeed. How cool. I'm not breastfeeding right now, so I don't really know why, but I honestly don't know why I grabbed it on our way out of the door to the airport.
You're in Hawaii. It doesn't matter because you don't want to let them breathe.
Yeah.
We first got here on our trip, though, you know, really relaxing couple days. I was really doing a lot of thinking, and I was like, I know every couple's dealt with this. I go, Katie, I feel like I'm not getting, you're just all in on the kids, and then I'm left with nothing. And you said, what'd you say?
I said.
You called me like you go to me for.
Your
what'd you say?
I come to you for like rest and for like rejuvenation, and I need like a landing spot.
And I am not interested in that.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
So kind of just want to have fun. So now what?
I don't know. I guess I
go to the kids for rest. And when they go down, you and I can go. We have fun. We dance. We play.
Yeah. How do you think that's going to go when I go to the kids for rest? What do you, how does that work?
Not particularly worried about it. I think it'll be fine.
I have a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old who still both wear diapers and require full attention.
No, you're doing amazing. I get it. But I thought that was funny. You're like, I just go for you to rest. I go, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
No. Hilarious. We've been resting. We've been hanging out. I love we go out with the kids because people say hi and we have... Oh, and when it has a little girl, you put the bow on them. It's basically just, it's just a girl.
Yeah.
I was thinking someone should sell these for adults. Not even trying to be funny. Just, you know, it's a new time. So you see a person with a beard and a dress on, you go, ugh. So you go either way, and there's just like a little bow. You go, oh, how you doing, ma'am?
I see what you're saying.
Just really make it clear. Why don't we do that? We do it with the babies. Oh, it's a cute boy. Bow on. I mean, girl. Do you like that? That could be a business opportunity.
You know, Thomas was asking me why I wasn't wearing a bow if I was a girl.
He's like, wait, what? How do people know you're a girl?
Because he wanted to wear it. And I was like, well, really, just your sister wears them. And he was like, well, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
He was, daddy wears wigs.
Yeah, he's honestly just very confused. We're going to have to do some good explaining. He put on Trey's wig the other day and the bathrobe, and I was like, yeah, we're going to.
I am trying to limit. He's getting a little older. I'm like, let's not watch too many videos of daddy.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to get real confusing.
Until he gets old enough to like understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
My daddy. What does your daddy do for work? My daddy wears dresses for work.
My daddy likes to be a mommy.
Yeah.
Says that.
He does say that.
He's been great, man. He's been so much fun. He's been talking about, but I've been really working on him. He was doing some more poo-poo the other day. And I feel like it's when that dad finally comes out of me. Because everyone's had that dad experience, maybe, you know, sports. Like, he was a young kid. You want your kid to play football. And he kicks a soccer ball and you stab it and throw it away. We don't play soccer in this house.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, put up that. We golf in this house.
Okay.
Swing the club right. You got to hold it right. I don't care if you're two. I feel like I'm doing that as a passionate, funny person where he's going poo poo pee pee. I go, hey, look around. Zero laughs you're getting.
Yeah.
Poo poo pee pee. Zero laughs you're getting from that. Nobody's laughing. It's not funny. And I do that really aggressively.
You did, yeah.
And it works. He really doesn't do it. I go, we're not going to run around going pee pee poo. That's. Yeah, that's weak.
Be
a little more, come on, a little more creative. And he is. He'll come up.
He came up with some wild, quote unquote, dreams yesterday after his nap.
I had a dream that.
He said he had 6 dreams.
That there was this big, big, big whale and it was eating the seaweed.
Uh huh.
And then it like put him in his bed. He's just making this up. Like, you're great. Good storyteller.
Yeah.
People are engaged. They're hinging on every word. Pee pee poo poo. Boo.
I did say he is right now, especially kind of his hair and I don't know, his animation. He could easily fit in like the He-Man Woman Hater Club and Little Rascals.
Yeah, he could be a star.
He could fit in there. I don't know. It just does really silly things. He has good facial expressions and it's just so that fun. Age.
Okay, well, we're nearing the end of this episode here in Hawaii. So we'll keep, if you want more, go to Patreon. We'll talk for another hour. But what's been your favorite part of Hawaii? Are you excited? Is any part of you excited to leave?
Let's see. It was -4 at home last night. So no.
Isn't that the best?
Oh,
I mean, prayer. It looks like a couple cities are really hit. Situation. Prayers. All right. Hope you're okay. But you do, when you go to the beach
in the winter especially, right,
you look back and you're rooting. You're like, oh.
I mean, yeah, I would.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Triple yawn.
Thinking about that -4 degrees really put me to
bed. And you're kind of like, yeah.
I mean
that feels good.
There is a little bit of me where you're like, well, I wouldn't want to leave and it'd be like a 60 degree winter week that I could be outside.
Mm-mm. Right. But so you're rooting for a disaster.
We did. I'm not rooting for a disaster.
Okay.
But no, I'm pretty content here right now. Mm-hmm.
Don't want to leave.
I don't know.
I'm kind of ready to get home. A little more winter is fine with me. Bundle up.
I'm done.
It's tough here. The sporting events are at like 2 p.m. I loved watching that guy climb the skyscraper, though. I couldn't wait for that.
That was interesting, yeah.
What'd you think of that? Did you watch much of it? You kind of didn't.
I watched parts of it.
What'd you think of the announcers? Oh, my God.
They're
boring. What
do
we need here? We need to go grab a coffee?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we're falling apart here. Focus.
Ah.
The announcers ruined it.
You think so?
They couldn't. He had an earpiece in. And every now and then he'd talk. Like, they would be yammering on. They just got a couple of random people, I guess, who were willing to do it. And they were just like, wow. They just, basically for an hour and a half, would just said, it's so scary what he's doing. Like, no, they had an actual rock climbing specialist on. She didn't speak much. Number one, because they were yammering on. Number two, rock climbers aren't known for
their public speaking.
Yeah, I think they're known for going into the mountains by themselves and climbing around. They're not. And so this poor lady, they didn't really address her much. They should have asked her way more technical stuff. That would have been interesting. Instead of just this man and woman going, whoa. And there'd be moments while they were talking, you'd hear him in his earpiece like saying something. You're like, oh my,
yeah,
how are they messing
saying?
This up? We want to hear. He's 1,000 feet up speaking.
Yeah.
That we should absolutely be hearing what he said.
Oh, I didn't catch any of those moments.
That was weird.
Yeah.
And then every now and then they just, I mean, it's tough. Because on one end, it's, I bet this happened to a lot of people. The first 15 minutes, you can't believe it. You're like, oh my gosh, he's already, look how easy he's doing this. He's standing off the side. It's unbelievable. But then it was repetitive.
Right.
It was like 8 sections of the same. And then you start to kind of feel like, okay, well, this guy's clearly got this.
Yeah.
And now there's another hour before it's done. These people are kind of just yapping. Every now and then they cut to a guy who's like, look how high up he is. It's windy. It's getting a little hot. I wonder if he's getting hot. And I don't know. It was it's a tough thing to keep entertaining for an hour and a half.
He did. I do feel like when he would like climb a little section and there was a platform and he would stand up and turn around and look at everyone, that those were those moments that kind of brought people back in. Like, oh
definitely.
My gosh.
I don't think they knew he was. I wonder if he's coached up to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he was just doing it. But they would cut away to little stories about him. That was good.
Yeah.
But I think they could have just let it breathe. Just like, let us watch it in silence.
In other sports, does that happen? Like the announcers, do they like stop talking?
I think in sports, a lot of people give announcers credit when they're quiet at the right times.
Oh.
You just kind of just let the sport happen.
Yeah. It's
easier said than done. I mean, these people were given an impossible gig.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. That guy's rules and he's crazy. And we should be lucky he's climbing skyscrapers and not like burying people in his basement. You've heard this guy talk?
Oh.
I mean, there's clearly something wrong with him. And thank God that guys like him who have this crazy gene that he could be for good or evil, he's doing cool stuff.
That's, yeah.
That's, I think that's all I'll say.
I'm glad he's using
How
it really
long
good.
Has this been going? Well, we've been doing it. Okay, we'll wrap it up here. People really liked the bit where I had you kiss, give everyone a kiss.
Give everyone a kiss?
Yeah, remember you kissed the microphone? Could you do that, please?
No.
Why not? People loved it.
They didn't.
You've done a triple yawn. I think it's kind of like a marriage. I go, okay, you're yawning a lot around me. Could you prove that you like me? And then you give me a kiss.
Well,
So
haven't
received. Here's touch number 217.
217?
2 of 17.
Okay, that's what I was. Yeah, okay.
That didn't count?
No, it was not.
That turned you on?
That was like, I'm like your little sister.
Oh, we'll work on it.
Yeah. That was better. The second one. I don't. I feel like people shouldn't watch this.
Okay. Well, love you guys. There you go.
That was sweet.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for all the love. Hope you enjoyed this Hawaii episode part 2 on the Patreon. And it's going to be a good year. Mm-hmm. Got a lot coming. A lot of secrets and surprises.
A lot of secrets. Yeah,
truly. Uh-huh. So yeah, please just give us 5 stars or comment on the YouTube. We love to hear on YouTube. Hit us up at our website, trainkino.com/correctopinions. Give us any kind of submissions, whatever. And when we get back in studio, we'll play your fan videos, your all this and that, which we'll be back next week. So much love. See you on the road. And see you next week, as usual.
Aloha.
Peace. Correct opinion.